Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, April 14th, goes to NASCAR driver Kyle Larson. Now, this should come as a surprise to nobody because he's a NASCAR driver. All right. Forgive me if I have the wrong impression of NASCAR. I am open for any and all correction. But to me, NASCAR has always been a sport for the good old boys. OK, you know what a good old boy is, right? When you look up the definition for good old boy, it says a man who embodies some or all qualities considered characteristic of many white men of the sovereign U.S., including a conservative or intolerant attitude and a strong sense of fellowship to other members of his peer group. Good old boys. That's what I think when I think NASCAR. So when I heard this story yesterday about Kyle Larson, I was surprised because he's half Asian, right? But I wasn't surprised because in my mind, we just got a glimpse into what the good old boys of NASCAR think of us, okay? We just pulled back the curtain, did a little ear tickling, and heard what we expected to hear from a NASCAR driver when nobody was looking. See, Kyle Larson has been suspended indefinitely by NASCAR for using a racial slur on a live stream during a virtual race. Anybody want to play a quick game of guess what racist slur he used? Before I play the clip, Envy, what slur do you think Kyle Larson used? Okay.
Nigga.
Okay. All right. Angela Yee, what slur do you think Kyle Larson used?
I would say the N-word.
Okay. Well, let's play the clip and see if you're both correct.
You can't hear me? Hey, nigga. Wow. Hey.
Kyle, you're talking to everyone, but...
Yeah, we heard that.
Oh, damn. You did not listen to that.
Yikes.
The correct answer is nigger for $3, Alex. Okay. Now, look, before we get to anything else, I want to get to his apology. Yes, he apologized. I want to get to that first because nothing on this planet is more insincere than an immediate apology for something just because you are trying to save your money. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm sorry. You know, last night I made a mistake and said the word that should never, ever be said. And, you know, there's no excuse for that. You know, I wasn't raised that way. You know, it's just an awful thing to say. And I feel very sorry for my family, my friends, my partners, the NASCAR community, and especially the African American community. You know, I understand the damage is probably unrepairable, and you know, I own up to that. But I just wanted to let you all know how sorry I am, and you know, I hope everybody is staying safe during these crazy times.
I need everybody to treat that apology the way you're treating that damn toilet paper that y'all keep buying up from all the grocery stores during this pandemic. Just wipe your ass with it, then flush it. It means nothing. Okay, that was the I'm suspended from NASCAR. Chip Ganassi Racing also suspended me, and I'm probably about to lose more endorsements if I don't attempt to get ahead of this thing. Now, NASCAR said in a statement, NASCAR has made diversity and inclusion a priority and will not tolerate the type of language used by Kyle Larson during Sunday's racing event. NASCAR win. When have y'all started doing diversity?
They're not
and inclusion?
Diverse.
like NASCAR don't give a damn about no diversity and inclusion. Black people compromise 8% of NASCAR's fan base. They don't give a damn about us. If I'm not mistaken, it's only like 7 black drivers in the history of NASCAR. I could be wrong because all I know is Bubba Wallace. I know Bubba wanted to come on Breakfast Club. I don't know why that never happened. Killer Mike was putting that together. But the moral of the story is NASCAR, y'all don't give a damn about no black people. Stop it. And Kyle Larson. Look, let's not act like you never used that word before. You was too comfortable saying it because you didn't even say it like you were trying to insult anyone. You didn't say it like a term of endearment either. You were saying it like that's just how you look at black people as niggers, like a noun. And you thought nobody could hear you. The person you really are is the person you are when you think nobody's watching. I know you were comfortable playing video games with your good old boy crew and you let a N-word fly. It is what it is. But stand on that. All right. Don't give me the BS apology and this statement from NASCAR because y'all don't give a damn what black people think. NASCAR, like, stop. Not to mention he's Asian American. OK, half Asian. How would he feel if people were letting the Asian slurs fly? His mom is Japanese. He wouldn't like that if people were letting slurs fly towards his mom. I don't understand why marginalized people. Maybe because he's been hanging around those good old boys too long. He thinks he is one. Newsflash, Kyle. No matter how hard you try to fit in the mayonnaise jar, you will never be mayonnaise, and they will never accept you as Hellman's. Wait a minute. Whoa. This just in. Kyle Larson has issued another apology? Really? Do we have it? Two apologies in 24 hours? Well, let's hear what Kyle has to say now.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm sorry. You know, last night I made a mistake and said the word that should never, ever be said. And, you know, there's no excuse for that. You know, I wasn't raised that way. You know, it's just an awful thing to say. And I feel very sorry for my family, my friends, my partners, the NASCAR community, and especially the NASCAR community. You know, I understand the damage is probably unrepairable. And, you know, I own up to that. But I just wanted to let you all know how sorry I am. And, you know, I hope everybody is staying safe during these crazy times.
Oh, sorry, niggers. That's more like it. Chelsea Handler, handle my, I was about to say white work, but he's not all the way white. Just let Chelsea Handler give him the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan Mayonnaise.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.